Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cash Out Bro is hanging on by a thread. That's because the Oilers are down 3-1 over in the Stanley Cup Finals. Remember, he needs the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup, and he needs the Thunder to win the NBA Finals.
No, 3-2.
3-2, sorry. Yeah, sorry. 3-2. But they're down a game. And so the Thunder, though, are in position also to maybe wrap this thing up pretty soon, which is good for him, but he needs the Oilers on the other side. Game 5 we'll get to. I know Drew's probably sweating this one out tonight. He's a Pacers fan, as we know.
Yeah.
But did you catch Paul Pierce talking about the NBA a little bit on his own podcast as well?
You know what city need a team? Kansas City. If Kansas City get a team, ooh, that good crowd. Yeah, something like ooh, that. Something like
love
that.
Basketball.
Yeah, what they like right there.
Love basketball.
Midwest love basketball.
They do. They do.
I don't know why Kansas City don't have a team no more. Like, you see it. You see how the Chiefs is.
Go take it to K.
Kansas, we the basketball. We the pros.
Why every time I bring up the
Jayhawks. K-U.
So that was,
of course, Paul Pierce had to, you know, throw that,
was,
that in.
So that
there,
was,
you
know? Paul Pierce. Look, I've told you the whole conversation about any other professional sports team coming to Kansas City should be on hold until we can figure out what the hell the Chiefs and Royals are doing on which side of the state line and where and everything like that. As much as I would love an NBA and NHL team, we can't even get this thing figured out yet for the two teams that have been here forever. So, no, I don't like this. This conversation is not as fun as it once was because I just want to figure out where the Chiefs and Royals are.
Do you actually think so? To me, again, I have some bias. I'm a basketball fan. I think it would be...
Drew, you're an everything fan.
It would be awesome.
The you're thing a fan of life.
So I am. Paul Pierce, him saying they people love basketball here. I think people do, but do you think... Because I think T-Mobile would be the spot. I think it's the perfect size for NBA venue and everything. How well do you think that would do in comparison to... Hockey
would be better long term. Not initially, long term.
I think, honestly, I have some opinions on this because this is a college basketball town, and it's been that way. It's the College Basketball Hall of Fame's there. It's more of a college basketball scene, I think, than pro. And keep this in mind. I had Kings season tickets back in the day. I mean, I loved going there and seeing it. Yeah, I did. But let's face it. Sprint Center, T-Mobile Center, opened in 2007. That thing is almost 20 years old, man. We're getting on the cusp of that thing being 20 years old. It's going to need renovations. You think this was a big mess for the Royals and Chiefs, you know, getting stadiums? That place is going to need an upgrade.
They would need millions and millions of upgrades.
And, you know, they have the 7-foot-high showers or 8-foot-high shower heads. It's built for an NBA team. I always thought the NHL, I'm with you, I thought the NHL would work in here better. But I'll say this, Kansas City should be more in the place to handle this. Because back in the day, when Sprint Center was first built, and you looked at these teams, and you think, things have changed, man. I mean, the Royals have won a World Series. The Chiefs have won 3. I mean, it's been major sports. You've had the NFL draft in this town. You're about to have the World Cup in this town. This has become a centerpiece of sports landscape. But yet, it never filled up down at the T-Mobile Center slash Sprint Center.
A lot of reasons for that.
There's a lot of reasons for it. But this town is more primed to have it now than it was back then. People have gotten used to winning, and the fans go out. Look at all the fans that went out to the K during this six-game losing streak. I mean, that was nice fans. I understand everybody goes up to the Yankees games and stuff.
People would show up because it would be a thing to do.
People were going to the A's games. They were filling the stands.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree that it's better positioned now necessarily. I get what you're saying. You're no doubt Kansas City is on the map more than it ever has been. I don't disagree with that. My point is, like, I don't think they're better positioned now because I'll stick with what I said 2 minutes ago. They have not been able to figure out still where the Royals and Chiefs are playing and the financial hurdles that exist with that. And you're right. I think T-Mobile Center would require upgrades. There's also the big problem of, you know, the whole ownership group thing. Not to mention the NBA is going to go to Vegas and Seattle here first before they even consider another spot. And then we had Nate Taylor on the show, I think a week or so ago, and he was saying, based off of how things went down with the Kansas City Kings, he doesn't think we'll ever have another shot at one. I think long-term, as much as I would love NBA, imagine Mahomes sitting courtside while, well, LeBron wouldn't be here at the time, but you get my point. Like, whoever the big star SGA's playing and LeBron is maybe the owner of a team in Vegas and his team is coming to town, whatever it would be. Like, it'd be amazing. I think actually long-term NHL would be great, but we're wasting our time talking about, I actually think, any of these other sports leagues coming to Kansas City until over the next 5 years we figure out what the heck's happening with the Royals and Chiefs.
Yeah, and there will be some of that, obviously, but just because they lost a team, I don't think it doesn't mean you can't get another one, because we've seen the Kansas City A's, but they got the Kansas City Royals. Atlanta's lost two NHL franchises, but yet people still talk about Atlanta maybe getting another NHL team. We've seen a lot of towns lose teams. The Rams.
Atlanta's a top five, top 10.
St. Louis lost the Rams. They lost the Cardinals as well. So they got another shot with that. Do I think Kansas City getting a shot with an NHL or NBA? I do, because I think the landscape has definitely changed for what Kansas City is. You know, 2007... NFL draft in Kansas City would have been a pipe dream at that point. Having a World Cup in Kansas City would have been a pipe dream. They've had championship parades. They've had four championship parades since then, including MLS Sporting winning during that time. But the Royals had a big parade. The Chiefs have had a couple. And Union Station became this, you know, the center of the NFL universe, which became with the NFL draft. I think the landscape has definitely changed in Kansas City. You become a world-class sports town now. Obviously,
disagree.
The airport. Yeah. And Kathy Nelson can sell that now when she's trying to get events to Kansas City. Obviously, the airport helped out. Getting an NFL draft here was huge for this town. But getting getting the World Cup over towns like Denver and stuff, it put Kansas City on the sports map. And I think they're more acclimated to have it. Unfortunately, we can't get the stadiums done because, again, as I said, if you do get a franchise, that's a 20-year-old venue now. Only Garth Brooks has banners in that damn place.
I think, too,
which he does, by the way. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
That's it.
Real quick, regarding the Kansas City Kings were a relocated franchise to KC, correct?
They split times too between Kansas City, Omaha. They're Kansas City, Omaha Kings, but they were just the Kansas City Kings for a while.
Because I think that's like to what you said, Gold, of they're going to go to Seattle and Vegas next in terms of adding teams. I think they would, if anybody, it would be a relocation to Kansas City because they've already got the venue. I don't, because if you expand two teams, they get to 32. No other pro league is more than 32 teams. So the likelihood of them even expanding beyond 32 is unlikely, I would guess. But if you, I mean, Memphis has been talked about as a spot that could relocate for a while, for a few years
but
now.
The good news, New Drew, Orleans, is you don't have to sell it to somebody, because Boots DiBiaggio was the guy. They had to sell the team to him when the Sprint Center
first came out
for NHL. But you don't have to do that now. The owner can move in free and clear.
Yeah, if Casey's going to get one, it'll be relocation. They've got the stadium. They've got the arena. It's in a good spot. They've got what they need from a baseline perspective, I guess. It's just a matter of, is the NBA actually going to commit to Kansas City over other places? And the answer is probably no.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think NHL would be the only one in the next decade, maybe. But so a lot of things have to get figured out. And then there's also the hurdle of course, those that operate T-Mobile Center are very happy with how busy the venue is with concerts. It's still one of the busiest venues that are out
there. It is, but Power and Light does struggle.
Yeah.
And I've seen it firsthand, like during the week, if they're not having a concert, and plenty of these arenas have NHL, NBA, and still have concerts as well, it can still be worked out. But as far as those businesses and stuff downtown, yeah, the concerts are one thing. But when there's no concerts, that is a ghost town, man.
Yep.
I mean, you couple NBA basketball with MLB baseball downtown, and you know the vibe of downtown already is solid, obviously, in Kansas City. You know, if you've been down there to Power and Light, but you add in another thing to do, I think there'd be some people, just in terms of it just being something to do, you're going to attract some people to to go to those games anyway.
One of these
they don't even have to be big-time fans.
They got
to
be good. Like, you can't move somewhere and not be good.
Oh, that certainly
like,
helps.
You got to be good. Initially, you need that initial wave. The team has to be good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.